sound of the city.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m. with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, how do you get your kids to eat healthy food? It's a problem that many parents struggle with. Okay, every parent struggles with day in and day out. What did you do?
Well, there's a story in the news today about the elaborate lies that parents are now using to get their kids to eat vegetables. And the report says that children, by their very nature, will not eat fruit and vegetables. It's a struggle to get children to eat nutritious food. Nowadays, parents are coming up with more and more elaborate lies in order to get their kids to eat vegetables. So we were reading this story earlier on, and I'm a parent of a young child, so I can vouch for this. It's impossible to get kids to eat healthy food, isn't it? What were your kids like?
Yeah, they were bad at times, yeah.
Were they chicken nugget kids like a lot of kids?
Not quite that bad, but they were...
I mean, if you gave my child his way, he would have fish fingers with Nutella on them every day.
Lovely, yeah.
That's not... It sounds actually lovely, doesn't it? But that's not going to happen. So what parents are doing now is they're coming up with... And that's what we want to hear from you, if you are a parent of a young child. What tricks do you use in order to get your children to eat vegetables? Because children, nobody comes out of the womb hating vegetables or fruit. You know what I mean? When you're born, you don't look at a courgette and go, oh, that's disgusting. So why do children not like vegetables and healthy food?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Is it psychological? Is it the colour of it?
I don't know.
Are we programmed not to like things that are green?
Maybe that's what it is, yeah.
Here are some of the, and we want to get advice from you on how you get your kids to eat healthy food. And here are some of the things that parents are doing according to this article. Now, I don't agree with this one. Santa won't bring you any presents if you don't eat that broccoli, John.
It's a little bit harsh.
That's very harsh. Using Santa as a weapon. Now, would you do that?
Well, if it works.
If you don't, now again, I don't agree with this one. One parent in a state in America told their child that if they didn't eat fruit and vegetables, they would grow a moustache and they would be the only 5-year-old child in school with a moustache.
Really? That's actually a thing?
Yeah. Here, Sean, eat that broccoli or you're going to grow a Ronnie. Some more excuses that parents are coming up with. Or games as well. Because it says here that the old... Do you remember when you were a kid, the old choo-choo going into the tunnel game?
Yeah.
That doesn't work on kids anymore.
Oh, doesn't it?
No. Kids are a lot smarter nowadays. So when we were growing up, my mother and father used to do... Well, they did the aeroplane into the hangar.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Jeremy, here's the aeroplane. Open the hangar. And before you knew it, the food would be in your mouth. You can't do that anymore, so you have to come up with more.
Why can't you do it anymore?
Because kids are wise to it now.
Oh.
Kids are a lot cleverer than when we were kids, Adrian. Honestly, okay, you say that to my child, yeah?
Yeah.
You know how clever my child is. You say to my child, look, here's the aeroplane. You just say, no, Daddy, that's a spoon with broccoli on it. It's not an aeroplane. What are you trying to do to me?
Okay, we want you to text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. How do you get your kids to eat food that they don't want to eat? That you know is good for them.
We're looking for advice and we're looking for elaborate ideas of what you can do, apart from the Santa one. I don't agree. I think that's bordering on child abuse,
isn't it? Yeah, that is nasty. Okay, text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Mary, how do you get your kids to eat vegetables?
Hello.
Hi Mary.
Guys. Well, it's never be a problem. People might say I'm lucky, but we never had problems with that. Why? When we eat together and we eat the same, all of us. Maybe, you see, when they are young, when separate, you have something else on your plate, they might do different. They say, why should I eat this if they don't eat? So we do all everyone the same. So she's 3 years old, she's eating all. Except the peas. I don't know how to do her.
Oh, she can't. Peas are just a no-no, are they?
Yeah, I think she's... But she never tastes them. She never picked them up. But she
doesn't like the look of them.
Yeah, it's just... But I'm not... We work on that. We just work on that. I'm not I put the pressure on her. Sorry for my English. So she loves the broccoli. She loves the cauliflower. She loves the carrots. So it's amazing. Yeah, I'm right, lucky.
Well, then you are very lucky, because I know an awful lot of parents really struggle with this. Niamh, you're on 98FM. Hi, Niamh.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh.
Adrian's delighted. You just had a big spoonful of mushrooms.
Yeah, they were lovely, yeah, because I love mushrooms.
Happy as Larry.
I don't have a problem with them.
I hate mushrooms.
Sorry?
I hate mushrooms.
Do you?
Oh, they're the food of the devil.
No, they're not.
The texture is horrific.
Oh, no, I love mushrooms. I absolutely love them. I can eat them on anything. But if you put an onion in front of me, I'll nearly get sick. I can't stand onions. I can't stand the smell of them, the taste of them, everything.
But what if they're chopped into like little burgers, no?
No, Adrian once, true story, Adrian. Myself and Adrian were once in a fast food restaurant and Adrian ordered a burger with no onions. And the man behind the counter, gave him a burger with onions on it. And Adrian sent it back and said, I said, no onions. The man proceeded to do another burger for him with onions on it. Adrian lost the rag in the restaurant and even threw the burger at the man. True story. And you know what he said? I don't want effing onions. I told you twice.
And he did tell him twice.
I know you did.
Anyway, so that's how much I hate onions. I can't stand them.
Yeah.
So what? How did you get your kids to eat vegetables that are good for them?
My little guy is 5 and he's a bad eater. So particularly with fruit, I find it great if what we do is blindfold each other and put loads of berries, particularly like blueberries and strawberries, which can be known to be very sweet or sour. So we put them into a bowl, cover them in yogurt, and we blindfold each other. So we have to guess whether it's sweet or sour, judging by the other person's reaction, if that makes sense. So the blindfolded person has to eat the fruit, and I have to guess if his one is sweet or sour. And we obviously have to pull these big, elaborate faces, because he gets an awful laugh out of it, because he thinks it's hilarious if I get an awfully sour strawberry. But it's just my way of coaxing him into eating a bowl of fruit. But if he eats it all, if it's a weekend, he'll get something sweet afterwards, because I know he's eaten his big bowl of fruit. Or if it's during the weekday, we'll put like a little gold star onto his chart, and it kind of coaxes him along, because if he gets enough gold stars during the week, at the weekend days, he gets something then as well. You know, that kind of way?
I never thought of that now, gold stars, because we used to use gold stars when we were teaching our young fella how to be potty trained, and he loved the gold stars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the problem about that eating in the dark, that's like, I was in a restaurant in London last year where you eat in the dark.
Have you ever
heard of this restaurant, Adrian?
No.
It's called something the Noir. It's a restaurant in London.
Yeah.
And basically you go into this restaurant and it's completely pitch dark.
Right.
Now this is true story. Have you been in it, Sarah? Or Niamh, have you been in this restaurant?
Apparently, the people who serve in that restaurant are blind also. Did you hear that?
I didn't know.
The waitresses and everything are actually blind in a lot of the restaurants, to give you like an authentic feel of what it's like to be eating blind.
Well, I was in it now and I didn't partake in the food, but I found it very... Okay.
So what did you go in for?
To have a look at what it was like, but I found it very odd that you would eat something not knowing what you had in front of you, like completely blind to it.
Oh, I know. Especially if it's onions or mushrooms.
Well, you'd know what they are once you put them into your mouth, wouldn't you?
Straight away.
So okay. Gold stars, I'm going to write that down.
Gold stars as a reward, basically, for eating stuff that they... did you struggle much?
Do I struggle with it?
Yeah.
No, not really, to be honest, because if you stick to the rewards at the weekend, so if he gets 5 or 6 out of 7, then he'll get a big prize. You know, that kind of way at the weekends. Like, sometimes we'll take him to a little toy shop and let him pick out little bits, or other times we'll take him to do something at the weekend that he wants to do, you know, little things like that to help him eat.
So it's just blackmail basically.
That's it's called a spade blackmail, a spade.
Which is the lowest form of parenting possible, isn't it? Blackmailing your children.
I swore I'd never be one of those people, but I'm one of those people.
Alright, very good. Good to talk to you, Niamh. Thanks very much indeed. My 6-year-old daughter loves her vegetables. Can't get enough of them. Seriously, she eats all her broccoli before anything else. I think she's becoming a vegan, God help me, says that message. Where am I going now? Sarah, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Now, Sarah, what do you do? How do you get around this age-old problem of getting them to eat their veg?
Yeah, my daughter likes her veg. My son was a bit harder, but I tried a few things that I thought worked. And one of them is, if there's something he doesn't like, I get him to hold his nose. And then he actually believes that he can't taste the food if he has his nose held. And that gets him to eat his food. And then another thing I found worked is if you have two or three different vegetables on the plate. You tell them to choose two out of the three, and then they will choose to be more happier to eat the two that they can tolerate more than the third that they just don't want to go near. And I found
okay,
that
so
helpful.
Your thing is that you get your child to hold his nose so yeah. that he can't smell them, but he thinks he can't taste them either.
Yeah.
So it's like this. It's kind of like this. So, well, Mammy, what am I having to eat now for my dinner? What's that green thing on the table? Is that what it's like?
Well, no, he knows what it is. But this is only probably the first two, maybe first or second time. And then after he's gotten used to eating it, he doesn't need to hold his nose anymore and he starts to like it. And I've convinced him that it's all in his head and that he
actually
does
like it. And where did you get
this
idea of holding your nose? Is it something you do yourself?
I probably did it as a kid. I can't remember. I'm not sure where I got it from. I think it's just.
But it works.
It works. Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine going on a date with Sarah. I'm sure you don't do that as a grown up, Sarah. But imagine going out on a meal and you ordered something for
and
Sarah.
Sarah's holding her nose.
You order Sarah spaghetti bolognese, and she starts holding her nose on the table.
Be a bit odd, all right. Here's another WhatsApp message.
Sorry, you couldn't take the call. It's pretty simple with my boys. They're football mad. Won't you say Lionel Messi ate it as a kid? They scoff the vegetables down. Oh, not a bother.
What a great idea.
No, that's not a good idea. Lionel Messi's only about 4 foot tall.
I know, but he's one of the best footballers in the
world.
Yeah,
but you're basically telling your child, you eat this broccoli, then
you'd be 4 foot tall.
You'd be 4 foot tall. No, no.
One last call. Nicole, you're on 98FM. Nicole, what do you do?
I blend all the vegetables and make a red sauce. My Ooh. Kids are none the wiser.
So they're getting all the nutrients, but it's just blended up into mush.
Yeah, because they love red sauce with everything, so they're getting all their vegetables as well.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, thanks, Nicole.
Basically prison food.
And finally, lads, if you hold your nose when eating, you can't actually taste anything.
That's a complete lie. Of course you can. Your taste buds are not connected to your nose.
But is it not all interlinked? It's the smell and everything as well, is it not? No?
Okay, during the next break, I'm going to bring you down some what food you really hate. Oh,
onions.
Aubergines.
And aubergines, yeah.
I'm going to bring you down an aubergine, and I want you to... That's a big nose to hold, Adrian. I'm going to get you to hold your nose and see if you can taste the... Do you know what aubergines taste like?
No.
Well, then it's a waste of time.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.